is Davin's Den.
All right, we're back. Last segment, first show, 2021. Been a fun show thus far. Let's see if we can keep it going. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we will do some scammers. Here we go. Play that music. White boy. All right. So we're going to continue with Carolyn and Fake Davin. Scammer Carolyn still won a $2,000, and Fake Davin told her she needed to do a better job and offered to write for her. That was essentially the gist of it, right? Basically, I was excoriating her for her lack of effort.
Yeah, pretty much, and just ripping into her in general. It was great.
You enjoy that?
Oh, I should have brought popcorn for tonight. I have yogurt, but it's not quite the same.
No, yogurt is not the tasty treat that popcorn is. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you, girl?
Oh, no, this is the most amazing yogurt in the world.
Really, is it?
It's a yogurt parfait that I picked up yesterday, and it's amazing.
So there's nothing healthy about it?
Probably not.
Oh. That's par for the course, no, is it? Okay. All right, so here we go. We are going to continue with Carolyn. This is December 5th, 2019 on the old Instagrams here. So I asked her what she was doing for New Year's when we last left off. So she said, "Don't know yet. Any plans for me?" I said, "Want to join me in the Bahamas for a few days?" And I sent her the Atlantis link. Now, I did this with Belinda, too. This is really good because... It's really easy to show them that I am what they think I am, you know.
Right.
Because it's this posh place and everything, all these cool things, and I could show them a bit of reality. I don't even have to show them pictures of me necessarily. Hey, look at the stingrays. Look at the beach. Look at the water. Like, I can show them this. So, you know,
this can be yours.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think it conveys how serious I am about them. I think it's a baller move.
I don't know if it's serious about them, but it's definitely serious about trying to get with them.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what the whole thing is. I have to show them that I've bought in.
Yes.
So I go, "You want to join me for a few days in the Bahamas?" She goes, "Nope, just wanted some shopping." And she gives me.
I don't need to be with you, silly bastard. I just want your money.
Can you imagine if this is real life? A man asks you, "Pip, you want to go away with me to the Bahamas?" And even if you don't want to go, your answer is like, "Nah, I just want to go shopping." Can you imagine?
I have never, ever in my life asked somebody, even that I was with, to bring me shopping, inferring that they're going to be laying out the money. Never. So I can't even imagine just saying, "I don't even want to go shopping with you. I just want your money to go shopping."
That's what's happening.
You can say it all.
That's what it sounds like. I'm like, it's not just like, you know, like, "Hey, do you think I'd look good in this dress? You know, I'll tell you what we'll do after this dress." It's like, maybe it's more about me, but I never had the balls to do that. So just going, "No, I just want to go and use your money and get stuff for me."
I think it's a bad move. I think it's a terrible play by Carolyn. It's just not good. If you want to lure me in, it's a bad move. Like, really, what guy's going to be like, "Okay, I offered you the Bahamas, but here, just let's go. Let me send you some money to go shopping." No guy would do that because you're crushing the guy.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if somebody says that you're supposed to be with or be interested in, they're like, "You want to go to the Bahamas?" Well, you kind of assume that you're going to be spending the night with them while you're down there. But if you like them well enough, this sounds like we're going to have a vacation together and, you know, have some alone time. This sounds
yeah.
amazing.
I thought so. So I go, you don't want to join me? You prefer shopping to being with me in the Bahamas? So then we'll switch over to Hangouts on December 5th, because the conversation ended there. On Instagram. Now remember, it's not only...
the other person.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get. So on there, I say it picks up the same place, because I asked on both platforms, what are you doing on New Year's Eve? She says, don't know yet, dear. Again, I asked her if she wanted to go with me to the Bahamas, and I showed her, again, the link. Because I never know which one I'm getting. I want to see if I get a conflict here. So we go to December 6th on Hangouts, and she goes, what is the date? I go, I was thinking right after New Year's Eve, but you can join me sooner. I will be there from before Christmas Eve through the first week in January, which was all true. I did not presume you wanted to spend the holidays with me, but you are welcome to, love. So there was no more response from her on that on Hangouts on December 6th. So we go back to Instagram on December 6th. She goes, so we're picking up with the other conversation. She goes, not so. If you want to join, if not so, if you want me to join, you'll send me flight fee, right?
Send you what?
Basically, she's saying, if I want her to come, I got to send her the money for the airline ticket.
He's a fucking scammer, dude, right? You know, he's a fucking liar.
But here's the thing, obviously it's a play for them, but just spit it out. It's just poor. It doesn't reveal much game on their part.
Not really. Were you born last night?
I was.
Yeah, all she's looking is to get money. She doesn't want to go on a fucking trip.
I understand, Joe. But in order to get money, if you're a scammer, you got to woo me a little bit, right?
You think there's got to be... She doesn't want the penis, but there's got to be the promise of being able to offer the penis.
So how do you think Fake Davin handles this?
Oh, he says no.
Oh, it's like a contest. You win your destination, but you got to pay the airfare.
So I go, send me a picture of your passport, and I'll handle it.
Nice.
Yeah, you ain't getting fucking money. Come on now. She goes, if you don't trust...
That's hysterical. No, I'll book the fucking plane. I'll book the plane. You're such an asshole.
And by the way, can I get you a job?
Yeah, wait a minute.
It's the same thing.
It is the same thing, but why am I being an asshole, Joe?
I'll book the fucking plane. It's all right.
She goes, if you don't trust me to handle things myself, then forget it. You tend too difficult. Uh-oh. She's not having this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she's on to Jesus. I think the jig is up.
All right. I go, wow, you went right to that. If that's what you think, forget I asked. You really have a way about you. I think we're about to play the feud.
Make sure she gets it.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. She goes, what do you mean? I go, I mean, you're being really shitty. I was trying to do something nice and spend time with you, and you're like, I am difficult. You went for fighting and being a bitch.
Wow.
You know, you're not far off on that one. Yeah.
I think that's a perfectly logical, emotional reaction to what's happening right here.
Yeah. Absolutely. You offered something really nice, and she rebuffs you in the coldest way possible. Lisa says, trouble in paradise.
Always. Well, no, I was trying to get into paradise. It would have been very nice.
Can't even get to paradise.
Can't even get to paradise. So she goes, and I quote, fuck yourself, man. You're the one who's shitty. How dare you talk to me like that? Do I look like a street girl you picked up from somewhere? I'm just sick and tired of this, your untrustworthy state of mind. I think it's pissing me off.
All right, now. Stop right there. He's taking that tack because usually, somebody that's being scammed is lonely and wants the relationship. Immediately, you're going to go, oh, no, I didn't mean that. I'll send you the money and everything is cool.
Well, I think even if somebody was in love, they'd be taken aback by this tact of hers. I think she's playing it very poorly. She's got it.
If you're lonely and want companionship and all invested, you're gonna backpedal on your position.
But Joe, you also have to read the room. But this fake Davin has never given the indication he is all in for her bullshit. This fake Davin has called her and shit time and time again.
Yeah, but what she's doing is she's using tact that she uses on other people, because that is the norm. You're not the norm. This tactic she's using is the norm.
Which goes back to my point. She's playing poorly. She's not doing well.
Right.
So we
in this situation, but if you're used to taking a tact that usually works and now it's not doing poorly, it's needing to pivot to the situation.
Yeah, but I don't know if turning down a vacation and asking to go shopping ever works. I don't know if that's ever the move.
So who would be able to do that and get away with it?
Well, I will.
Somebody that just wants the money.
Well, I will tell you this that right now.
The money.
Fake Davin does not take kindly to this. I will let
no.
you guys know.
I'm not going to put up with this shit.
I go, you talk like a dude.
Oh! Wow.
I go, you brought trust into this whole thing. Maybe batting your eyelashes and sweet words work with these other dudes, but it does not impress me. I was merely offering you a relaxing trip. It is funny how you assumed I would pay for your airfare. I would have, but you just assumed it. You would not have had to pay for a thing. I just need your passport to finalize the tickets and reservations, but you got all nasty. Baby, I don't date streetwalkers. I date politicians, leaders of industry, models, and cheerleaders, among others. Maybe you just need a guy that'll kiss your ass. Sorry, doll. I'm not going to kiss your ass. Treat you well, absolutely, but in order to get that, it needs to go both ways.
I'm sorry, you had me, and I don't date streetwalkers.
Yeah.
Well, she.
Holy crap!
Well, she.
I mean, you're calling somebody a whore.
No, no, she called. No, she said. She said that I was treating her like a streetwalker.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that. That's like. Wow, that's not treating her like a streetwalker.
This is what she said,
Pip. The streetwalker is like, hand me the cash. That's what she did.
Pip, this is what she said. How dare you talk to me like that? Do I look like a street girl? That's what she said.
Oh.
She brought this into us. So I'm like, no, fuck you, bitch. I date this version of fake Davin needs high-class talent.
Yeah, and she's not living up to the deal.
Exactly. So she wants these two butt heads a lot, but it does not work well for her.
I would say no.
So she retorts, "Your offers don't freak me if that's what you think. I've been to the Caribbean a couple times, and that ain't my problem. You can call me whatever you want, say I sound like whatever. I don't care. I'm just fed up and tired of you, men. I think you should move on."
Uh-oh. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Well, who needs your shit?
Yeah.
if you've got 10 other people that you're interacting with that are sending you money that are gullible, unfortunately, and that are hanging on every word and don't want to ruin anything, who needs your shit? All right, so it's 9 people I got to deal with. I don't need your. It's like, you know what? It's like a customer that's a pain in the ass and wants an extra 5% off and blah blah. I don't need your shit, you know, I just
stop for a second. This is reminding me very much of I used to work in a deli on Saturdays, and it's reminding me of my boss, who I respected this part of him very much, that if he had a customer that was a colossal pain in the ass and was rude to the other customers, he would say, you know what, I don't need your business, don't come here anymore. And he did that to this one woman who, it was just, she was repeatedly a colossal pain in the ass and would walk ahead of other people and demand service ahead of them and stuff. And he was like, get to step in.
No, no.
And you don't see a lot of people that'll do that. And I was like, yes, good for you.
No, you guys are misreading this. Remember, she's the one that's being difficult. I offered her a trip. She's the one.
Yeah.
I'm the one who's being the deli owner here. She got all fucking difficult. She took something nice and became a bitch about it. I'm just not putting up with it.
Yeah, but
I know.
You got to understand something. Her goal. Oh boy. Her goal is getting that money. She didn't give a shit about a trip. So you're looking at it in a relation point, but if you're looking at it for a point of a scammer, He just wants that money.
Right, but Joe...
Should have won, you know?
Joe, in order for her to be successful, she needs to look at it in the parameters of a relationship. Yes, she needs to get money out of me, but she needs to look at it out of this fake world that she thinks she created.
But then it goes back to the problem customer again. Under that guise of getting that money, you know?
Yeah.
For relationship things, she's a scammer. She doesn't have time for this. You shouldn't have time for this shit. You know, so go to hell.
You know what, Joe?
Move on to the other mark.
Joe, no. Nobody quits
so
fake Davin.
In a relationship, yeah. As
no.
a scammer.
No.
You know, it's the way it's going.
Let's be honest. Nobody quits fake Davin. They stick around for quite a long time. Fake Davin has that animal magnetism. So I go.
Well, we do because sometimes they're the most interesting part of their day.
I still am.
Said in all the previous years. However, you know, in this case right now, you're a living pain in the ass.
I'm always a living pain in the ass, but. So I go. I was not trying to impress you.
You keep on throwing hurdles in front of her.
Yes, because that's my job.
Yes, because that's my job.
But you know, it's like saying, "Oh, you arrested that crook and you're a cop." Yes, because that's my fucking job. I know it's your job, but looking at it from her on that end, from her end, you're a pain in the ass.
All right.
You need money for the ass. Well, I'll book the trip. Oh, for Christ's sake, Jesus Christ! I just want the fucking money. Stop it.
So I go, I was not trying to impress you. I was trying to give you a vacation and spend time with you. Move on. Let's be honest. You were never all in with me.
Nice.
So she goes, thank you, Mr. Perfectionist. You don't take no blame. I'm always the one who's neither here nor there. Well, that's okay. I'll take it. You're damn straight you will, because that's how this bit works. I haven't found a scammer yet who gets over on fake
down. I'll tell you one thing. Right at this moment, she ain't fucking backing down.
That's all right.
I know.
Make good radio. I go, I don't even know what you mean, LOL. I was offering you a trip. How am I a bad guy? And that's been, like, she's trying to make me the bad guy, but it doesn't work in this scenario. She can be fed up with my shit, but now's not the time.
Because with her other marks, they could be, I'm sorry, Pip.
No, go ahead.
With her other marks, they could be manipulated to spend the cash up. You're not going that way.
I most certainly am not.
And she's getting pissed off because she's not used to dealing with this shit.
Well, so I go, how am I the bad guy? She goes, fine. But by me, after all, the so-called relationship has been fruitless. Maybe it wasn't worth it. And there we have it, kids. It was fruitless. It's not the first time we've heard that from a scammer. They always go back, and by fruitless, it goes back, I haven't gotten any money. Of course not, because you suck. But it always comes back to fruitless. So, Joe, I have worn this person down. I have broken this scammer. They're not even trying anymore. They are just like, fuck.
Yeah, no kidding. They've had enough of your shit. You know, we go back to the deli owner again. You know, I'm not getting anything. I don't need this aggravation out of getting, once again, going back to the day program, I dealt with a guy who would place, you know, a couple of guys who would drive me up the wall, put me through hoops, you know, bust my balls about everything. At the end of it is a $50,000 order. You know, I have no problem with that. But there's nothing, and I also have guys that waste my fucking time. You know, and I'm like, I don't need this shit. You know, so it's business. You know, if you dealing with somebody that there's something at the air, you got to jump through hoops, you got to bust your balls. Here's 10 grand. Here's 20 grand. Here's 50 grand. You'll deal with it. But if you've got the guy that wants an extra five, and the motherfucker is buying a grand worth of shit, no. Sorry. Well, I'll go somewhere else. I'll fucking dial for you. No.
Yeah, I'll fucking dial for you.
So kids, are we at the end of the road?
It sounded like it.
Right. I think she's gonna give fake Davin the heave ho.
Well, all right. So I go, fruitless? What'd you want to get? You've told me many times I'm always there for you. Now that's worth nothing?
Yeah.
She goes, you know what? Can't talk anymore. I'm just too pissed off right now. Need to cool my head off. Bye. I've broken her. I've broken the scammer.
You broke Zombo.
I broke Zombo. So I go...
You ruined it.
I go, why are you pissed that I wanted to take you away to the nicest resort in the Bahamas? I was doing something out of love, and you blew it up into I don't trust you. I think you just don't love me. Probably never did. And this is an excuse to break up or say goodbye or whatever. As always, you're free to go.
Good day, sir.
I said good day. We moved to December 8th on Instagram. She goes, each time when an issue comes up, you keep referring to me not loving you. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. It looks like somebody wants to come back.
I think something got fucking personal. I don't give a shit if I'm not making anything up. Fuck this guy. Move on. Fuck you. Mind your own business.
well, that would be a point for me. If I make it personal, it's no longer about the money. I've broken the scammer. I have broken this scammer, which is what I always try.
Don't you tell me how to do this.
I've tried. I've tried to tell this scammer how to do it, and they don't listen. She goes, each time when an issue comes up, you keep referring to me not loving you. I go, you called our so-called relationship fruitless. I just wanted to give you a nice vacation. I can't win with you. You said maybe it wasn't worth it. How else could I take it? All right, now you're going to have to backpedal. If you want to keep on playing with me, you're going to have to clean up the mess you made. I'm not letting you off the hook.
Clean up the mess you made. I'm not picking up those socks. Are you crazy?
So
you
Joe,
pick up those socks.
So, Joe, is she bailing on me, or is she going to fight for this relationship?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think I'm going to eat my words.
All right, well,
I'm eating my words. She's going to fight.
She goes, that's not always the case. Most times I need a sense of belonging. I need a man to pet me. I need a man to, she wrote Carter, but she meant cater for my needs. But it ain't working. It most certainly is not. Mostly why I ask you for stuff. It's not like I can't afford them, but I really want to see how lengthy the love has come, how much that person do value me. After all, sometimes things I ask for are things I afford or do each time I want to, but sometimes you just need that loved one who'll give you that sense of belonging, not only verbally, but also financially.
Wow.
She laid it out there.
She does measure love in money.
She does. And there are people like that.
I know.
Could you do me a favor? Could you read that line back again, please?
I doubt it.
I've got an irate fan leader on my fucking hands, and I'm trying to do two things here. I'm sorry.
She goes, that's not always the case. Most times I need a sense of belonging. I need a man to pet me. I need a man to cater for my needs, but it ain't working. Mostly why I ask you for stuffs is it's not like I can't afford them, but I really want to see how lengthy the love has come, how much that person do value me. After all, some things I ask for are things I afford or do each time I want to, but sometimes you just need that love and one who will give you that sense of belonging, not only verbally, but also financially.
You want to know something? You want to know something, fucker? You're offering to take her to the Bahamas, okay? And it's a trip, you know, to go on, and it's romance and stuff like that. And well, give me money for plane fare. Well, why don't I get your passport and I'll book the flight? In a normal relationship, that's fine. And then she goes bullshit because that money is at the end of the fucking line, at the end of the hook. So for her to say all that, she's full of shit. Because she would have given you the passport and you had you booked the plane tickets. You're showing her a financial, taking her to the Bahamas, to Atlantis, you're showing her financial stability and willing to go on a trip. That's what couples do, you know? And
yeah.
And at the bottom of it all is her wanting the money for the plane fare. I'll give me your passport. I'll book the plane fare. You're all good. And then she goes, bullshit. You know, well, you really think of me that way, that I can't book? I'm trying to book the fucking plane. What's the matter
yeah.
with you?
Well, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's a good point, Joe, which is why I said, I tried to give you a first-class vacation. I mean, her point is so easy to counter.
Yeah, it's like, I need you to spend money to show me that you value me. Yeah, I was just about to do that, but you keep cock-blocking me.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm sorry, I got blindsided with some other shit. But that's why I wanted you to read it back, because basically when you were reading the last lines, I'm like, whoa. I need a reread on this. You're offering a trip. What are you talking about?
So she goes.
And Lisa said that in a normal relationship, the answer is, thank you, Davin.
Yes. Yes, Lisa, which is why maybe I'll take you to the Bahamas. So we'll continue.
I think she would love it.
You know what? She would appreciate it. It would be good. She'll send me her passport. We'll have a lovely time.
Yes.
So she goes, you of all people can tell a little story about me. I don't depend on people's stuff whatsoever. If I don't like you that much, I won't even ask for anything from you. Well, that's not true. But
no,
sometimes
you ask money for fucking plane fare.
But some talks that came out of your mouth the other day via Hangout, just cause I asked you for your credit card, were so appealing. I didn't expect from you, especially for the fact you started naming my financial achievements, blah, 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 that you thought I have enough money and financial shit and stuff at first. I wanted to overlook it, but I just had to tell you, I never expected that from you. When you tell me you're a baller, and you tell me I should invest with you, I'm going to bring finances into this shit. The whole thing of us ever getting together was, I should invest my money with you because you and your company are so good.
From the fucking get-go.
Yes.
And then it progresses to a romantic thing, back to a business thing, back to a romantic thing, now a big fucking fight, now backpedaling, now another fight, now a romantic thing, now a business thing, now there's a trip. Now there's no, I want plane fare, now there's a fight, and now she's going, oh, you don't want, I want somebody financially stable. Well, I'm booking a flight for you to come to Atlantis with me. You know, this ain't the fucking Days Inn and Hocus, lady. I mean, come on.
Well, we might have a title right there.
Wait a second, though. Can you back up for 1 second? What platform are you having this current discussion on?
This is on Instagram.
Okay. Now, she just said the other day when you were talking to me on Hangout.
Right.
And I just wanted to point out that if this person is open and can see what conversations you had on Hangout, we have been thinking perhaps this is two different people, but this person is talking across platforms.
Well, no,
maybe we're wrong.
No, we're definitely right. When you don't know what dead kids we're talking about, I'm definitely right. I think this person has access to both platforms. Maybe
yeah.
They both do, or how many ever do, but they don't always check. This time they actually went back for the fucking notes.
Yeah, true.
I go, you've not even let me see you. I told you what I'm dealing with. You constantly break promises to me. How am I supposed to feel about giving you my credit card? And still, I invited you on a top-notch trip. Carolyn, maybe I'm just not what you want. She goes...
But it kind of is what she wants. Well, I mean, in bullshit land.
Well, yeah.
In bullshit land.
She wants your money, but in bullshit land, that's what...
She goes, all those shit you talked about me pissed me off. That's why my mind was not even on your vacation. I go, well, you still have the option. She goes, I told you that I'll move on into the U.S. next year. What was your opinion? You sounded indifferent. Now, she did say she was going to uproot her life with me to start to open up a branch in America for her company.
Yeah. So now what? She's like, oh, well, I can't, I don't know you well enough. What's going on?
And I go, and I told you I'll fly into the Bahamas. She goes, I was planning on coming to stay with you, abandoning my business and everything over here. And what you say was, it's your choice. I go, because if we don't work out, you'll have lost everything.
Could you reread that line again?
She says, I was planning on coming to stay with you, meaning the U.S., and abandoning my business and everything over here, and what you say, well, could say that it's your choice. I'm like saying, yeah, it's your...
Yeah, but here's the deal. Yeah, that's your choice. But why don't we do this? Why don't we take a little vacation together? You don't have to uproot your life. Let's take a vacation together, go to the Bahamas. I'm paying for everything. Give me your thing and I'll... what? You're kind of, what are you looking for? Pip, am I right?
You're stuttering trying to get it out because it's so unreasonable.
I mean,
you're right.
If we're in bullshit land, right? If we're in bullshit land, that's a great deal.
Yeah, it's like...
Each other. We're going to be in Atlantis. You can't have a bad time in Atlantis, unless you're doing stand-up there and you got to buy bologna. But nonetheless, if you're going there for a romantic thing, You know, why can't we do that? And in bullshit land, that's a great offer.
In real land, that's a great offer. Before I uproot myself and come to a whole other country, but how about we at least meet in person first and have a romantic getaway?
Yeah, like they've made a mess and they're trying to backpedal out of it, but I'm the wrong guy to do it with. That's what's going on.
Nice, there's palm trees, there's fucking dolphins, for Christ's sake. We can have a good time here.
How could you not have a good time with dolphins? Come on.
Sure, they have blowholes and everything. And I go, because if we don't work out, you'll have lost everything. I couldn't let that happen. I want to be with you, but I don't make you happy. You called it all fruitless. I'm not sure what you wanted. I didn't ask for this relationship. You did. And once I ask you to be my girlfriend, I've given you my heart. If that's not good enough, then just tell me, and we'll part as friends.
Yeah.
You know what? I would stop right there.
No, we got a little bit more.
But I would...
Just relax.
There.
Relax a little bit more. She goes, I like you as a person too, but your best is not good enough because you don't trust me. I go, you don't trust me either. Trust is earned. Keep your promises to me and I'll trust you. You want blind faith? You have your fan club. You want me? Then work on us. And fruitless, that can't be forgotten. You meant to hurt me with that. And you did not plan to abandon your business. The plan was to open a branch here. She goes.
All right, stop.
No, relax.
Stop.
Unless you're going to add a comment.
No, stop. Let me speak.
All right.
Okay. They're building on the whole trust thing, and if you are a lonely person on the trust thing to keep this relationship going, well, what do you mean by trust? Well, give me your credit card. Let me pay for the airfare. Give me the money for the airfare. Give me your credit card. That's why I wanted to stop you right there, because that leads in. If you want this relationship to go, it's based on trust. Well, how do you trust? Give me your credit card. Give me this. Here's the expenses. She's setting you back up again.
She goes, what do you mean by fan club? I'm clearly landing some shots here. Because, like, what do you mean fan club has nothing to do with finances right here? So
No, but that's an irritant.
It's like, wait a second. How dare you? So, like, she can't even focus on... I have broken this scammer. This scammer's head is fucking spinning. This scammer is now at the point... And another thing.
Yeah.
What?
It got personal.
Which is a good job by me. That's a win.
Huh?
That's a win.
Yeah.
But I didn't say it wasn't a win. Like I said, it's the same. Well, I don't have a job anymore. Well, let me find the help wanted and let me write your resume. You know, or I need, you know, I give me the money for the plane fare. No, give me your passport. And you know, they're used to not be having confrontation like this.
I could tell.
That's why she's putting the trust. She's taking a different attack. That's why I stopped you before. She's taking another attack, going for the trust angle, trying to go that way. You could see, and from doing this for years and years and years, you could see all the different tactics, and you could see this going to the old school tactic with the trust thing.
So she goes, what do you mean, fan club? I go, you're adoring public. The guy's on Instagram and who knows whatever else. Bottom line, are we together or not? She goes, that's an allegation. You always carry at the back of your mind, and you know that shit ain't helpful to you. Because at the end, you might end up loosing the moon while counting the stars. You say, you're the man here. You're the captain of the ship, so steady your ship. I go, I want to be with you, but if you ever call our relationship fruitless again, don't look back. And the relationship takes two. You have a say in this, and you accuse me of sleeping with Jen. Remember, Jen's my ex-girlfriend. And women at shows, so I'm not the only one counting stars. She goes, you also did the same. Don't cry the victim. You accused me of multiple relationships. I go, no. I accuse you of having fans. You said I slept with Jen and go out after the shows with other women. Yet you are the one I invite to spend time in paradise with me. Do you want to be with me? And that's where we'll end it, Joe.
Oh, damn it!
Don't you tell me where to end the segment, stupid.
No. I'm just...
No,
I'm just,
I was talking about Joe when Joe was telling me to end it.
That would have been a good spot.
But I just ended it in a good spot. We have a cliffhanger.
Yeah, but it's just... Oh, I can see the carrot! The thing is that... You're the burr in her saddle because she's trying desperately to get at her money.
I think it's it's gotten to the point where it's like, you know, fuck the money, fuck, and fuck you. You know, you're going to, you know, you're going to be that. No, no. And like I said, just move on, go on. No, fuck you, man. Mind your own business. Why, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's like oh, there are all these things that you keep bringing up, and oh, that, you know, it's sort of, you know, well, I mean, in this instance, fake Davin doesn't fight fair.
What do you mean?
He keeps bringing stuff up and up.
So does she.
Oh, I know. Look at you getting mad as if it was really your fight. It was really you.
No. Fake Davin like real Davin. If we're going to engage in verbal warfare, I play to win.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is that you would not be mean to the point where you're bringing up old stuff, I don't think.
Oh, I might be.
Yeah.
If she, because remember, we've been talking since the end of July, and she called it fruitless. Fruitless. That means this has been a waste of time. Them there's fighting words. Now I play to win. She called it fruitless.
Yeah, that would hurt my feelings.
Yeah. So fake Davin's feelings are hurt.
I know. No, but I mean bringing up her fan club. Oh, that got her mad.
Yeah, because I see all these guys. Because remember, she's stolen pictures of a hot girl on Instagram. They're all liking her little hearts. Blah blah blah. Yank yank yank. Fuck that. I see that. And remember, my goal is to get them to delete this account, which I've done on occasion. Because I see all these guys that are hurting her and everything are potential victims. My goal is to waste their time and ruin their fucking their money making plan. So yes, that is always going to be an issue.
Yes. Yes. And you have an agenda slightly different than a person in a real romantic relationship has, because you are not only looking at them as romantic rivals, but you see them as potential victims.
Who?
The other guy.
Oh, the other guy. Yeah, no, they're all potential victims. That's how I look at them. They're not. Yeah, I got to pretend that they're rivals. In reality, if they were a rival, I would want horrible things to happen to them. In reality, I'm wishing good things for them.
Yeah, you're trying to say, oh yeah, well, but I mean that's, I lost sight of the whole prize where, you know, you're trying to have in a real relationship. No, I'm taking it back as I'm saying it. Because in a real relationship, I was going to say, you might not be picking on her about who her Facebook friends are. But actually,
if she's getting
these, like, sort of flirty, hearty kind of messages from these other guys, if the situation were reversed and I saw girls, you know, flirting and being overly suggestive to Mr. Helix, I'd be like, what the fuck is that about?
Listen,
because I don't bother him about any of his social media.
Joe will attest that social media can put cause speed bumps in relationships.
Forget to turn the computer off.
Woken
up at 3:00 in the morning.
Yeah. That's a real thing. That's a modern thing that when we were looking, you know, dating prospective spouses, whatever, we didn't have to contend with. You know, it was like the address book. Oh, you got a hold of the address book or the diary. This is a whole different world, and she's not even trying to hide it.
Right.
So I
guess, like people are trying to we're talking in the chat. People try to hide their double life.
Yes.
You know, and usually they're, when they're sneaky like that, they're careful to, like, you know, really, like, you know, tie that down and really, like, block it off so that there's no way that they can be found out. But when you are not even, she's not even giving you the respect, this fake Davin, of trying to, like, tie that shit down and hide it from you. She's just got dudes talking to her and throwing little heart emojis at her. It's like, what?
Her job, yeah. Her fake job is to be flirty and everything. But that was before she became attached. We are now a couple. You know, you can't be you. There, you know, I know it's a very weird situation a person would be in because it would affect her bottom line, but it's putting a strain on the relationship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's if you are going out with somebody who's an actor or actress and they have a love scene, I always thought it was very bizarre when people get completely crazed. You have to kiss him in that scene, run! It's like, do you not know what I do?
Right.
And I know that there are on-set romances and stuff, so it's like, really, you got to pay more attention to what's going on while they're not shooting than when they are, because that's your job.
But now let's give Fake Davin some credit here, and then we'll wrap this up. Remember, she's the one that accused me initially of cheating. She's accused me of cheating with my ex-girlfriend. She's accused me of hanging out with girls and sleeping with them after shows. She's brought my work into the equation. So now I'm just returning serve. I didn't bring it up initially. She brought it up like, oh, you want to play? Well, here's what, you know, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, as they say.
It's a double standard.
I actually didn't remember that's the order that it came in. But yeah, it's like part of your job. You have to be nice to fans.
Sure.
You know, I mean, if you're lucky enough to have fans,
I'll let you know when that happens.
In entertainment, you know, it's like, you know, when Mr. Helix was in bands, I never went barging over if a girl was talking to him to be like, I got to stake my claim. I was like, oh, look, somebody's interested in the band. They're talking to him. I would hang back and let him have his damn moment because that's what you do.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's like, get over yourself because you know, anybody in entertainment, you have to be nice to the fans. It's part of the show. I mean, I understand that her job, if she's in sales, part of it is to schmooze the clients, you know, and if she has to be a little flirty, it's like, well, that's how cars are sold, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's how you use what you can to get the bottom line. But the fact that you guys are fighting about it, like, she's really upset when you bring that stuff up is like, she's taking it personal, and that's great.
Listen, what I do is I try to get them off script. That's what I initially do. But now it seems like, as Joe initially pointed out, this is personal. That's a whole nother level of victory for what I do. If I can get them so fucking agitated that forget about the money, they're like, no, listen, motherfucker, then I'm really...
Right, exactly.
I'm working... That means I'm working at a much higher level than they are. I'm always playing a different game than they are, but now I own them. I have them in the palm of my hand. Because not only are they off script, they're now emotionally involved, and they think I'm emotionally involved, but I'm not. I am now them. I have reversed roles.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
I don't know how to deal with that.
So, the segment ended where I asked Carolyn if she wants to be with me or not. So, what happens, kids?
I think she's going to say yes, and she's going to keep manipulating you because, like I said, business-wise, I don't think it's a loss. But for touche-wise, she's all in. It's gotten personal.
So she's in now. So what Joe's thing is, she's going to stay not because the money. She's putting her goal to the side. She just wants to go, look, motherfucker, one more time.
Absolutely.
Well, that plays to our advantage.
Yeah.
I think that that she's going to... She still has a feeling, because, I mean, obviously he's got money because he's offering a trip to the Bahamas. There's still gold in them in our hills. So she's going to try to bring it back and couple up with you again.
And if she does, she's going to go with the trust angle. The trust angle is what's going to... will draw somebody back and then she'll mention money again. Can I get there? Well, you said you trust me, and that's the end. It's a scammer trick. It's not going to work, but it's going to be curious to see if she goes that route.
Well, of course, because the easy volley is, well, you won't even video chat with me. What's the trust?
Yeah.
You won't even send me your passport. So I have actually shown trust by offering her this vacation. She doesn't know it's complete horseshit, but I have actually shown that I believe in us. I trust her. I have actually showed trust thus far. She's just asking for another level of it that, quite honestly, is a little bit unreasonable.
Totally unreasonable. Look at what she does.
Yes.
She's like, she has two completely different conversations with you because there's two different people. And you're supposed to trust? I mean, we got dead kids or we don't.
So did you guys enjoy this week's episode?
Yeah, it was interesting.
Loved it. Yeah, loved it.
All right.
If I didn't have to try to solve a band crisis in the middle of it, yeah.
I don't understand what crisis these numbskulls have. Nobody's performing anywhere. It's not like there's a rush on this shit.
I don't want to get into it. These guys know that I do a show in the good of years, and there's a whole band argument. I mean, with two bands, with Frank Scott, the one for Sexy Susan was an easy one. The one with Fragile Sky is a whole fiasco.
Well, you know what? Next time you have rehearsal, remind me to keep texting you.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
All right. Let's thank some folks. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Happy New Year, Russ.
Yes.
Happy New Year, Russ.
Laugh at Home Comedy. Virtual comedy. Comedy from your own home. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience. The performer talking directly to you. And, of course, you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at Home Comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business. Whether it is one of our comedy club-style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers, Laugh at Home Comedy will bring you the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. Go to laughathomecomedy.com or call us 551-404-3094. And you know what? You do it with your loved ones, and we do it. We do it with the Zoom. It's a good time. It'll be just like being in a club, and you don't have to wear a mask. Good times. Joe, you working this week?
No, I'm not working this week. I'm visiting family. However, next week, I'll be calling in again. I'm going to be at Uncle Vinny's Tuesday the 12th through the 16th. Go to UncleVinny's.com for tickets and information, or 1-877-UNCLE-VIN.
All right. This Friday and Saturday, January 8th and 9th, I'll be in New Cumberland, PA at the Harrisburg Comedy Zone. For tickets, call 717-920-5653, 717-920-5653, Harrisburg Comedy Zone. One show Friday, one show Saturday. Both shows are at 8 p.m. So if you're in the area, by all means, come on out. We'll keep you safe. I'll be in a full body fucking suit. It'll be a good time. All right, kids. Joe, so I guess we have Joe for 1 hour next week, right?
Yes.
All right, we'll bring some new people into the mix, maybe. But for now, thank you all for listening, whether it be live or replay or podcast. We certainly appreciate your time. Wish everybody a happy and healthy New Year. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.